You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Right now, though, we've got the wonderful Jess B on the line. Kia ora, Jess, how are you?
Morena, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, it's so nice to chat with you and very exciting because you've got a brand new single out. You must be feeling pretty stoked. What's been going on for you at the moment?
It was always nice to get a song out into the world, I guess. I am just at home. I have been at home for the last month or so, which is the longest I've actually been at home all year. So it's
been so good
just to hang out with my cat and do regular stuff. So I'm very much enjoying that right now, actually. It's been a very chilled rollout. Normally I'm like super stressed, but this time I've been chilling, so I'm happy about that.
That's a nice feeling. It's also such a nice feeling to get a bit of time to just chill. But you've been super busy. Where have you been spending most of your year? Where's it sort of taken you around the world so far, Jess?
I've spent a bit of time in the States this year, which has actually kind of been a new thing. But other than that, I'm always in Australia. Like, I'm always over there. So mostly there, to be honest.
It's a nice thing, I think, with this particular song. It feels like a real Auckland little crucible. You've got, of course, the legendary Deda Meelin on the production. And maybe it feels like a nice one to be, you know, releasing from that home space as well. It's called Hold Me Down. Tell us a little bit about what you were thinking about or writing about when you were making this track, Jess.
This track was... I actually wrote it a little while ago. And I think I was just feeling my singleness at the time, as we all do, you know, and so I just decided I wanted to write a track that was like talking about, I guess, the love that I wanted to have in my life prior to actually having it. So I guess a little manifestation track, if you want to call it that.
That's a really, like, quite a lovely and also quite a vulnerable sentiment to sort of put into words and put to music. Did you know you wanted to work with Deda? How did the kind of conversation with Deda go when you were actually building the sound around this?
Yeah, like, I mean, me and Deda go way back, and we've got lots of demos together, but this is the first track that we've put out together. So it's really cool to, like, get one on the board with him, and it was a very easy process. Like, I just went into studio with him, and we built I sort of already had the chorus, or like the hook, when I went in. It was just like an idea that was already in my brain, and then we kind of like fleshed out like the verses and the beat together in studio. So it was a very streamlined, enjoyable process, actually. I really, really love him. He's great.
That's so awesome. He's so good at, like, you know, listening to what people have been, like, writing or thinking about and really pulling out a kind of sound space around that. It must be also really nice when you are sort of doing a song, Jess, that has that kind of emotional vulnerability to it, to know you're with mates and you've got that, like, nice backstop of, like, people who've known you for a really long time around you.
Yeah, me and him get along really well. So all of our studio sessions are super, super fun. And I guess even the song, it's like, I guess if you're talking about, you know, manifesting the things you want, it can be deep, but it's also just like a super fun, lighthearted track. So it was a really enjoyable experience being able to do that with him, and like we just had heaps of fun, which was cool.
You've also got the wonderful Cynthia Bahati on the images for this as well, and I just love the way that Cynthia takes photos. She's just got such a great eye for things. How did you, I mean, did you talk to Cynthia about like the vision you had for it, or was it just letting her do her thing?
Yeah, I definitely had an idea. I just did a wee little Pinterest mood board like I normally do.
Love it.
And then it was a very low-key shoot. She just came up to my house, and we just found a spot outside. So that was another super stress. Maybe that's why I haven't been stressed, because everything's just been very easy and streamlined. And obviously all the people that I've worked with have been amazing and great. So, she just popped around to my house for like literally an hour and a half. She just lives down the road. And we got it done.
What a nice like process for putting out a song. It's just, you know, everything's fallen into the right place, and it's all these nice people kind of, you know, hanging out with you and making it a reality. It must feel really good at the moment, Jess, because I know you're gearing up to do some more big things in this kind of home space that you're in. You've also just signed to Say Less, which is a cool as imprint from Warner. It feels like a bit of a new chapter for you. How are you feeling about, I guess, where you're at in your music and in the kind kind of time of year that we're in at the moment?
Yeah, like I'm feeling good. I think that there's definitely, I think like a lot of musicians would probably say that there's like this weird interim time when you're sort of like, maybe like the new artist hype, I guess you could call it, wears off a little bit, and you're sort of, I feel like I've been in this sort of like middle space trying to navigate, you know, where things are heading from here, and trying to figure out how to expand and elevate and all of those things, not just commercially, obviously also just as an artist and a person. So it's definitely been like a slower couple of years in terms of like figuring all of that stuff out, but everything in, you know, in the timing that it's supposed to. And I definitely feel at the end of this year, I feel a lot more grounded and everything. So I'm really looking forward to next year. No idea what's going to happen, but I guess that's the beauty of working in creative industries, you know, like literally anything can happen. So I'm feeling open to whatever it's going to bring.
Absolutely. And it does feel like, you know, putting this single out, and as you said, being in that quite settled headspace is a nice kind of grounding base to be kicking that off from as well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's been a lot of work to feel, like I was saying, like, I don't know what it's been about the last couple of years, but I've just been so stressed about just everything. So it's actually so lovely just to feel like things are just going along. Hi. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, I don't feel like I'm forcing anything. So I feel like, very grateful for that.
I think there's a lot of people I can sort of feel collective nodding along going as people are listening. It's been a kind of a weird time, so it is good to feel in that sort of space where you're like, all right, this is where we're at and this is what's happening next. You are playing some great summer festivals too though, which is exciting. Northern Base, fantastic way to send in the new year. You must be looking forward to that. It's a, you know, an absolute staple of the summer calendar.
It is, yes. Northern Base have been very good to me over the years, so I'm looking forward to getting back. I'm actually playing with a band for the first time at that festival.
Mean.
So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to the set that we're going to do there.
Oh, I hope you have a fantastic summer, Jess. It's always great to chat with you. We're going to listen to the brand new single now, produced by Dedda Meelin. Jess B, this is Hold Me Down. We'll see you soon.
Thank you so much.
Want that ooh ooh yeah baby type love? Yeah, the type to see the morning when the night done. Nah, I ain't gotta tell you where I come from. Yeah, the type of love knows what it's like, huh? Make my heart double dutch and run away with me. Yeah, I can hold my own, don't play with me. This type there, want that right there, the beat slap right there, that black right there. Type of love chilling with a do-rag on and the music on and the mood feel home. Type of love about to get a two-step on, cause the groove just right, you know. Like a team for life, you know. My business, baby, this I know. No keys in the whip, just push that go. If you wanna fall first, you must let go.
Ooh, I can feel it coming, this type of feeling I want it. And if you want me to tell you about it, I'll need a moment. I'm in a new head space, I got new fresh place. If I hold you up, you hold me down. Go hold me down. Go hold me down. And if you wanna do that, cause you know that I need you right now. Can you hold me down? Can you hold me down? Ooh. And if you want, better go, better leave me lonely. Cause you know I don't need it right now. Hold me down.
I got drive when I got you with me. Hit a U-turn so you don't miss me. I got a lot, just you that's missing. Goddamn, she pretty, got back like Nikki. And I cut them off for you, but who checking? I block whoever, then I block the blessing. Is it me? You get me? I'ma do me, so is you with me? Like a team for life, you know. Got my business, baby, this I know. No keys in the whip, just push that go. If you wanna fall first, you must let go. Like, if you wanna do that, here's my love, cause you know that I need you right now. Can you hold me down?
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.